Those things that he mentions there, following and serving, those are small, smart choices towards making a difference. And I believe that the vehicle that Jesus wants us to use to put this equation into play is the church, our church, Peace Lutheran Church. The church is not a building. The early Christians did not have that understanding. The church is the called out ones, is what the Greek says. They're those who are called out by Jesus for his purposes. The church are those people who put this equation into play. Small, smart choices plus consistency plus time makes a difference. My friends, here at Peace Lutheran Church, we practice that first part of the equation, small, smart choices. It happens when we just simply greet one another and we pour out hospitality to others. It happens when we host a blood drive. It happens when we give to the needy and poor that we do so well here in this church. And we emphasize doing that. It happens when we simply pick up the phone and we call another person to care for them. Now, that may not sound like insta-fix solutions in today's climate and culture. This is what our community needs. Small, smart choices. The formula, though, doesn't end with small, smart choices. It goes on to small, smart choices plus consistency. Do you realize how powerful consistency is right now in our world? If someone shows consistency, huge power. One of the stories that's going to be shared this week as you read the Red Letter Challenge is the story of Jack Nicklaus. I don't know if any of you were fans of Jack Nicklaus when he was a golfer, but he had amazing consistency when he hit a golf ball. It's noted that Jack Nicklaus did 10 things before he hit every golf ball. Here's what they were. Jack Nicklaus selected his club. That was the first thing that he did from his bag. He then stood behind the ball and looked out. The next thing that he did is he picked two intermediate points between the ball and the target that he was shooting for. The next thing that he did was that he addressed the ball. That means you come up and you're taking an official shot. The next thing he did was he put his club open-faced right by the golf ball. He took a stance and he put his feet down. And then he did three things after that. He looked at the target again. He looked at his club. And then he looked at his viewpoints one more time. And only after all those things were done, those 10 things, only then did he go and hit the golf ball. There was a sports psychologist who was watching Jack Nicklaus. I think it was one of the Masters tournaments back in probably the 80s. And what they did was they measured the time in which he picked up his club from the bag until the time that he actually hit the ball, and they timed it 260 times in this golf tournament. Jack Nicklaus did this. You know what they discovered? They discovered that he didn't vary that 11-step process by more than 1 second for any of his shots over the weekend. 260 shots. Routine. Consistency. Over and over and over again. Our world is struggling with consistency. Have you noticed it? Have you called a restaurant lately? Or have you tried to order anything for Christmas quite yet? Consistency is a huge problem. What a powerful thing if the church shows consistency and support for others, consistency in the way that it loves our members, consistency in the way that we care for one another. That is a powerful witness.